Welcome back to yet another unnamed episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. Firstly, let me say sorry because I missed last week's upload, and I didn't just miss the upload, I actually missed the recording as well. So I had nothing to release when the release was due, and I figured I'm just going to postpone it. So whatever, I'm back with a new episode of What's My Snack? Not really. But if you haven't ever seen those videos that Chris Pratt did like 5-6 years ago on Instagram, you're missing out. What's My Snack was so good. Yeah, so I missed last week's upload for a specific reason. I was actually busy writing a new book for a contest. And I am so excited. Because firstly, I'm really happy with the results. I'm really, really happy with the book and the process and how it turned out and everything. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about my writing process because this time around was really interesting. Last year, the same contest took place as well. And I wrote my first book, Match, that I'm really happy about. It was about online dating, essentially, and I just dove a little deeper into today's dating world and hookup culture and whatnot, and really helped me to kind of cope with those memories, let's say, or experiences, really. Yeah, so this time around, I wrote a new book, and it had a different topic. I'm not going to go into detail on what it's about. I think I'll do a dedicated episode about it once it's really published and printed and so on and so forth. In this episode, I really want to dive a little deeper into the writing process and what it taught me this time around. I remember last year, I started writing a couple of months in advance, and I decided to use notes that I already had, and I filled the book quite easily. But this time around, I was hesitant and I was unsure of what it was that I wanted to write about and how to write about it. So I didn't even know if I wanted the finished product to be a fictional story or somewhat of a diary entry, so very personal and almost autobiographic. So it literally took so much time to contemplate about it, and then about 10 days before the deadline for the final upload, I actually got a reminder email from the company holding the competition because I'm registered with them from last year, and this reminder came at the right time because in a hypothetical world, I would have had a little over 4 months to write this. But in real life, I had less than a week. Because I was putting it off so much and I didn't rely on notes so much. I really wanted to construct it freshly and in a way that made sense. And the way that I wrote it, each chapter builds on the chapter before. So it was really important to me to go with the flow and to still find ways to incorporate the things that I really wanted to say and that I had sort of pre-written. Sometimes that was even just a sentence. But the problem was I really needed to start from scratch, start from having nothing, basically. I think all but a rough sketch for the first chapter and another one were done when I actually started writing properly. That was on Tuesday night, and the deadline was Saturday night. So essentially, I had 5 days to create something that my crazy perfectionist brain would accept. So I really tried my best on Tuesday. So actually, I wanted to start on Monday, but I had the most intense migraine I had had in years, and I think it was due to too much histamine, and because I'm, among many other things, histamine intolerant, and once it builds up in the body, it can lead to very weird symptoms of various kinds, and this time around it was somewhat of a weird migraine. Yeah, so basically that was me on Monday, completely knocked out, hardly able to keep my eyes open, so there was no way that after work I could sit down and write for at least
an hour.
So I got a little bit done on Tuesday, but not enough, in my opinion. I had a good start on Tuesday, but I only got 2 chapters done in like 4 hours. And those chapters are quite short because there is a limit of pages that each chapter is allowed to have. On Wednesday, I literally fell asleep after 1 hour of writing because I was so tired. And I was honestly ready to give up on Thursday. I was like, 3 days are not enough to get this done. I have 4 chapters out of 16 that I wanted to write. And I was like, how am I supposed to write 12 chapters in 3 days? That sounded and felt incredible and just too much for me. So I was close to giving up on Thursday, and then I read 1 chapter to my brother. Since they're quite short, it's definitely doable. And I think in one particular area, he's a typical Gen Z kid, and it's that he doesn't read books a lot. But I sat down with him and I read a chapter to him, and I asked him his extremely honest opinion about my writing, about if it was worth going on and writing more, or if I should just quit and leave it at that and have more chill time in the next coming days. And he said, no, I really liked it. It's like reading gossip, but in a deeper way. And he said a couple of other nice things. So I was really motivated by his feedback, and I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just gonna do this. I'm just gonna give it a shot and see how much I can actually do if I really try, if I honestly try. And that night, I started writing at about 8:30, and I was done around 1 a.m. So that were about 4.5 hours. And I got an incredible amount done. I was able to write 7 chapters in one night, in 4.5 hours. And that just really showed me how much is possible if you really put your mind to it. If you want something, truly want it, and if you commit to it, and just set aside the time and the focus, you can accomplish so incredibly much. So that really lifted me up, and I was like, I got this. On Friday, I managed to write 3 more chapters so that on Saturday, I had the whole day basically to finish my remaining 3-4 chapters and design the whole thing, upload it, format it, get it out there basically, and ready to be printed. So I did all that, and I uploaded it literally 18 minutes before the deadline. And why did I tell you all of this? Firstly, it's a podcast. This is what I do. Hey, if you haven't noticed, but I'm pretty sure you have noticed. But what is the deeper meaning behind those things, and what have I actually learned? It's so much about commitment and mindset. And if there's something in your life that you think you cannot do, please reconsider your opinion, because you can do anything. If I can basically write a book, despite the fact that it's not the longest book in history because of certain limits, 3 pages per chapter at a max of 17 chapters, but if I am able to write around 50 pages in essentially 5 days, while being happy with it as a lifelong perfectionist, imagine what you can do. And this is just a tiny example of, you know, creative work that actually nobody's waiting for, but I'm waiting for it. Like, I'm waiting to create. I'm wanting to create. I'm willing to express myself and share it with the world because I know that it will reach the right person. It will reach the right people. And please don't underestimate the things that you can accomplish and the power that the things that you do actually have. And even if they may not have an impact on other people's lives immediately, they have an impact on you and on your life. And by changing you, you change the world. It sounds so cheesy, but it's actually true. If like one tiny little molecule changes, everything changes. So please, please do me a favor and do yourself a favor, most importantly, and start believing in yourself and your own capabilities. And a lot of things are possible. Everything's possible that you set your mind to. So I really hope you enjoyed this episode and that you could take away something from it. If you haven't already, please make sure to subscribe to my podcast and rate it wherever you're listening. And you can also recommend it to someone you know. Just send them a link and say, hey, I found this. Or, hey, I really enjoyed listening to this. That would just be so incredible. Thank you so much in advance. Have a wonderful week, and I'll catch you soon. Bye.